Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. You're listening to Money FM 89.3. And now with Valentine's Day just around the corner, people are always looking for ways to surprise their loved ones with unique gifts.
That's right, Rachel. Sales of perfume have always gone up during Valentine's Day, but gifting perfumes can be risky as it's such a personal thing. You know, everyone has their own preferences, right? So how about a customized fragrance?
Well, now, with the rise of small perfume bottle gifts at a fraction of the cost of luxury fragrance brands, it's easier to find the perfect scent for your special someone without breaking the bank. You know, I'm just trying to help you make your money work harder for you. So let's delve into the world of fragrances and learn how you can make this Valentine's Day even more special, perhaps with a customized fragrance gift. Mm. We're joined in the studio by Christian Kwok. He's the co-founder of Eve Ray. Christian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today. Yeah.
Good morning. What scent woke you up this morning, Christian?
Well, this morning, personally, I had my Mont Blanc Explorer on.
You did? Yeah. Okay. What about coffee? I was thinking of coffee aroma. The first thing, and that's the thing, scents are really emotional, aren't they?
Yep.
When you think of a perfume or a smell, it can trigger a memory.
Definitely.
So with that, tell us about the concept behind Eve Ray. And what does Eve Ray even mean?
Right. It actually comes off the French dictionary, which when translated into English, it stands for intoxicating.
Oh. Right.
So that was sort of why our slogan is also intoxicating scents, right?
Mm.
And yeah, that's pretty much the background behind Eve Ray and where it came from.
Okay, so maybe let's talk about Valentine's Day. Is there such a thing as a fragrance of love? How would you, define such a fragrance if I were to get something for a loved one for Valentine's Day?
Well, to me personally, love is very subjective, right? So it really is between yourself and your partner. So I can't really speak to what people, or rather even myself, would feel about that. But that is sort of the reason why we're here. That is the reason, one of the key points that we want to address this Valentine's Day as well, which is having this many options for you to select from and to gift to your partner. I think that in itself is an effort which can be translated to love.
Absolutely true. You know, customized fragrances, very important.
And that said, so we actually asked our listeners, I'm just having a look at the Money FM 89.3 Instagram page, we asked them whether or not they would pay to subscribe to a personalized fragrance every month. More said yes. Good news for
you. That's very good news for
us. Okay, so that said, what kind of demand have you seen and what was your motivation behind starting the business?
Thus far, we've had good traction all the way since we started in 10th of December. As a business perspective-wise, you know, me being the CEO, I would say we're on a good track, right? Each month, especially month-on-month, we're slated to increase our revenue by 100%, right?
Ooh.
Each month, even till now. So that's how the traction has been and how the concept has been. So what that tells me as a founder is that we have sort of found a product market fit for Singaporeans. You know, Singaporeans do see the value in our products, especially with the cost of it compared to, you know, spending $100 retail, right? And yeah, as to how I started this business and the motivations behind this business, it was actually my co-founder who came up to me with this idea. And she actually came to me with this idea back in 2021. So it was 2 years. And back then, I told her this wouldn't work out. You know, and look at where we are now.
Right? What changed your mind?
Well, so I came back from Indonesia quite recently last year in August, right? So when I came back as a normal Singaporean, I went to the duty-free. I got myself a few bottles of perfume as a fragrance lover, right? Because it's cheaper.
Yes.
And when I came home, because me and my co-founders were friends, right? So I let her know about it. I told her, look, I bought this few perfumes. And she was like, in a sense, she kind of chided me and scolded me a little bit. She was like, you have so many already. How much have you wasted? How many perfumes do you have sitting in the corner that you've never touched in years, right? And I was like, huh, remember 2 years ago? Right, so that's sort of how the idea started and what changed my mind last year.
Christian, as you said, you can buy perfumes from the duty-free shop. You can buy them online.
Right.
You can buy them from the stores.
Right.
how do you stand out? Like, you know, in such a competitive space.
Right. So obviously that boils down to our USPs, right? What do we offer compared to retail outlets for consumers buying a full bottle? So again, we're priced at $16.95 monthly for an 8ml atomizer, right? So this should last you for an entire month. And we have over close to 200 different designer perfumes in our collection now. So for a consumer to want to have, let's say, for example, three different perfumes in their collection, compared to retail, you're talking about spending $600 for something that you may not even like in the future, right? Mm-hmm. But compared to us with Ivre, you know, you're talking about spending $50, right?
I see.
So the cost difference is there.
When you say $50, that's $50 per what?
So how we price our products is one bottle of atomizer costs you $16.95 a month, mm-hmm. two is $30.95. And three is $44.95.
And you've got some in the studio. Can I have a look?
Definitely.
So how big are these?
Right.
So he's Christian's bought three atomizers with him, a gold one, a silver one, and a black one. How big are these, Christian?
Well, these are 8 ml.
Okay. Right, so how many sprays do I get out of that?
You would be able to get up to 120 sprays. So if you were to calculate that, that's about 3 to 4 sprays a day.
Okay, right,
which should be sufficient for the average user.
So how does, say, the pricing of that compare if I were to buy a perfume off the shelf in terms of usage and volume?
It really depends on what type of perfumes you choose from our...
If it's a Chanel 5 5 or a Mont Blanc, as you mentioned.
That's right. But for certain fragrances, let's just put for an example, Dior Sauvage, one of our top sellers for men, right? If you were to buy 12 bottles with us, it would cost you $200. You would get roughly 100 ml as well. And when you compare it to a full bottle of Dior Sauvage retail, it's $249. So technically, we're still slightly cheaper as well, even if you were to prorate it that way.
So I'm curious to know, with such a subscription service like yours, how do you scale up? And how do you maintain the product quality, you know, with such small batches of, you know, production?
That's a good point. Where do you get the perfume from? Right. I mean, that you're able to sell it lower than the retail price.
Right. So we get our perfumes. We get it from reputable or authorized wholesalers, right? Mm-hmm. This is to ensure that every single perfume that we get is authentic, right? Mm. Ultimately, we don't want to start giving our customers any fake perfumes or anything that we feel we aren't confident in, right? So that's how we procure our perfumes. But in the perfume industry, right, usually retail outlets do mark it up by 60%. You know, in fact, when you go out to buy a retail bottle of perfume, the actual cost of the perfume only costs roughly 3 to 5%. Mm-hmm. Right. So where the rest of the cost comes from, which is why it's priced so high, is really marketing costs for companies, you know, those big name designer brands. On our end, as we get it wholesale, you know, we obviously get it at a much cheaper price compared to retail. But we try to not overspend on marketing and not overspend on certain areas of our business just so that our customers are able to get cents priced at a reasonable rate, right? Something that wouldn't hurt their wallets.
You're watching their dollars and cents.
Pretty much. Yes.
Get it? Dollars and cents? Anyway.
Okay, as a business owner, what is the most rewarding part of what you do?
Well, it's been 2 months into the journey of mine, you know, since we relaunched on the 10th of December. One of the most rewarding things to me, I would say, is the customer feedback, especially positive ones, right? You know, nothing in this world, I would say, I've said it before, nothing in this world could have prepared me for how difficult it is to run a business. But every single day, we would get a review, you know, a 5-star review, a comprehensive review, or someone would just come to text us and be like, you know, I love what you guys do. You know, it's something that's brand new, and I think it's amazing. And it's messages like this that makes me feel like, wow, you know, it's a rewarding experience, right?
So as an entrepreneur, you mentioned that it's not been an easy journey and it's been quite tough for you. What is a top tip that you would give to those who are looking to travel down the same path as you? Perhaps, you know, start a business in a new sector. Maybe they're also landing in the airport and they're thinking, hey, I heard Christine on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
I want to make my idea happen. I'm going to put all of this into action?
The top tip that I would give to any aspiring entrepreneurs or anyone who's even currently working on their startup or in a business, right, is to never give up, right? And as cliche as it may sound, right, the mentality that is needed for you to really keep going no matter what happens with the vision that you have, you know, that's something that you, every entrepreneur, must have. Yeah.
All right, very quickly now, top three trending fragrances.
Le Labo Santal 33, Chanel No. 5, and Chanel de Blue.
Oh, now we know.
Christian, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We have been joined in the studio by Christian Kwok. He's the co-founder of Evry. That's a perfume subscription service here in Singapore. He's also given some tips for entrepreneurs. Keep it here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.